Hey guys. All right. This is number two of a pre-recorded session that I'm doing because I am still kind of coming back. Actually, I'm probably putting in a lot of hours in front of the windshield today while I'm on the way back from a Flipping 50 retreat. So I'm doing these. I've rounded up questions and I'm just going to dive right into them. So they are in no particular order. In fact, I might change the order a little bit here. First question is, I've always been a cardio person. I love it more than strength. If I only have 30 minutes, should I walk, do intervals, or some other level of training? Okay, so first of all, and I'm going to say this, you didn't ask. If you're due for a strength training session, do the strength training session. Never skimp on that. And then after that, if you are already weaving both walking and intervals into your program, and you haven't done intervals yet that week, generally I would say do the intervals. And, once you've done them, the rest of the week, all walking, I would never say no to walking. However, I would say no to walking if, or no to interval training, I'm sorry, if you are already tired. So you're already tired, you're wired, you're maybe a little weight loss resistant, and that's the opposite of our gut feeling. Our gut feeling often is, I'm gonna try to do more. I'm gonna try to do more. I'm gonna try to burn it off because I want results faster. But that can just backfire on you so much. So you really do yourself the best favor if you, in fact, just go for a walk. You bring your cortisol down, you control your blood sugar better, and you will feel better afterward. And that is a lifelong activity you can do with very low risk. So I'm going to say walk every day. Try to fit that in, but you can get steps in lots of ways, not just going for a walk. If you're due for a HIIT training, do it. And by the way, above all, if you're due for strength training, don't skip that ever. The next question is, how do I know whether my lack of results is because of hormones, stress, sleep, nutrition, or my exercise program? Oh, goodness. Okay. So I would start in the hierarchical order that I would say anybody who isn't sleeping, start there. And there are plenty of studies that prove this, that if you change nothing else, but you become somebody who sleeps deeper or longer, if you stand to improve in either of those things, you will optimize your body composition easily. Sleeping better and longer. So it's about, if you sleep, you only get 6 hours of sleep and you really need, most of us do, somewhere closer to 7 to 9, somewhere in that range. You may be on the lower end, maybe on the higher end, but the closer you are to your sweet spot, the better your body composition will be. There's no contest. So if that's it, then yes, I would manipulate that. And of course, it can be hormones, but here's the answer to that is that if it is hormones, say you were cruising along, you were doing just fine with these certain habits, and then all of a sudden it started not working. If you're a woman in her 40s or 50s, we can almost guess it is your hormones. And they're just signaling you, hey, time to shake things up because we're changing. You better change what you're doing if you want to keep getting results. That's all it is like the dove carrying. Oh, it's a pigeon, right? The pigeon carrying the message just got to you. And so you do need to change it. But it means that you're more susceptible to negative effects of stress. So if you've got a lot of stress in your life, you need to find ways to laugh, listen to music you love, do meditation, box breathe. If you're not sure what I mean by that, it's take a long breath in, exhale, long breath out. That's just an in and out. But if we add a hold after that long breath in and then exhale and then hold after you empty the air out, now it's a box, right? So each side of that breath in and then hold and then out and then hold. If we drew it, it would be a box because the sides are equal. So you could do it for 2 seconds each, 3 seconds, but we can get into 4 to 6 to 8 seconds long each. That calms your nervous system. Just doing a deep breath, honestly, and exhaling calms your nervous system. So it doesn't take a lot of things, but it does take an effort to do things. So if you have a lot of stress, then yes, definitely lack of results can stick right there. And I would go back to something I've said very recently, and that is change things up. Being consistent is one of the best things you can do for your fitness. And yet, once in a while, be consistent and yet try something else. Do something you haven't done for a while. Do something new. Try something new. Go to a class with a friend that wouldn't be necessarily your first choice, but it's kind of fun or you've been curious about it. Being active in any way and being with a friend and all those things are actually really good for decreasing your stress level and for changing things and taxing your muscles in a different way. And it may be that you need a break from the routine that has been your consistency. That is the reason you will get progress eventually anyway, but you may need to kind of look at it with a different special lens. Next question is, I feel sore all the time. Is soreness a sign I'm working hard enough or a sign I need more recovery? You do need more recovery. It is not a sign that you're working hard enough or you're working better. Some people naturally get more sore than others and always have, always will. Others, it can be a sign that you are missing some things from your diet that would help you reduce that soreness. We want the body's own inflammatory, anti-inflammatory system to kick in. So we want to be cautious about jumping in with too much, say, omega-3 supplement too quickly right after exercise. But on a regular basis, you may want to take some omega-3s to help decrease some of that soreness. It may help you. Other things that help are Epsom salt baths, but take a good look at your nutrition. And just, we've mentioned tracking a couple times, so it's a theme right now, but record what you're eating and plug it into an app if you can. So you'll see, how's my micronutrient density? How many carbs, how many fats, and how much protein am I getting? So often, if we aren't recovering, it can be that, and soreness can be an indication that you're not recovering, especially if this soreness is not typical for you. It's new, it's different. So you want to look at, are you giving yourself enough carbohydrate to help you recover? And you're hydrated. That's also a key. So important things. And there is such a thing called the musculoskeletal syndrome of menopause. So if you are in perimenopause and you're just kind of moving into an area where you finally lost a significant amount of your hormones declined, you may feel now soreness and you never have. That could be what you're dealing with. So, without further questioning you, I don't know the answer to that, but I say that for everybody here to be able to identify with. So, next question is, what's the best way to get back into exercise after an illness, injury, or a period when life got in the way? Slowly and gradually. So do, half as much as you did when you dropped out. Come back to it easily and remember that you will probably still accelerate much faster than you did initially when you first got fit. But there is such a thing as muscle memory. It's no joke. It's literal. It's true. So bring yourself back in, though, and get your joints and your ligaments to have that foundation again and be protected by not doing too heavy too quickly. And, go a couple of weeks nice and light, even err on the conservative side. And then, once you feel like, okay, I'm doing great, I know I could finish the workout, feeling like I could do more. Once you've done a couple workouts like that, go ahead and begin adding more. Next is everybody talks about lifting heavy. Let's be honest, it's not just everybody. Stacey Sims really started that in people who follow her and don't think for themselves are also saying it. How heavy is heavy for women over 50, and how do I know if I'm lifting enough? Well, first of all, we know that every weight load, light, moderate, and heavy weight, all benefit you. Muscle and bone density. Bone density may plateau a little sooner. It needs more stimulus. It's true, but you and I can't all do that. Everybody can't because we have prior injuries, we have certain conditions. And whether it's fibromyalgia or it's rheumatoid or osteoarthritis or an existing injury, we will breach a ceiling at some point. And so everybody has to start light, go to moderate. But the biggest key is effort. You reaching muscular fatigue, whether you're doing more reps, moderate reps, and then let's say more, it might be over 15 or 20. Moderate is 15 to 16, maybe even 12. Heavy is below that. At any of those, you can gain some muscle strength. You can definitely gain muscle endurance. And at moderate ones, you're probably gaining a little hypertrophy as well. But all of them count. And I want to make sure that everybody gets this. Is there an advantage to doing really heavy? If you earn it, you have to get there and lay a good foundation to be able to do really heavy, which is, lower than 10 reps, definitely, but 5 to 7, that range is really heavy. That is pure strength, meaning you're going to look at a weight and say, I'm going to be able to pick that up in a few months. But is that serving you? That's the question. So if you're after body composition, more muscle, less fat, you're after supporting your bone density, we can benefit those things without lifting so heavy that we feel vulnerable or at risk for injury. So I want everybody to choose their heavy with also some common sense. We can't override healthy. And, if we pick up heavy at the risk of getting injured, we're not helping ourselves. So realize that every weight counts. It's effort. Can you reach muscle fatigue with it? And if you have to go beyond 28 to 30 repetitions, it's probably a little bit too light. Just want to put that out there. Last question here. I'm doing the workouts, but I'm struggling with consistency. How do you stay motivated when the results aren't showing up as quickly as you like? So first of all, make it fun. Reward yourself for the activity, the action of doing the thing, as opposed to the reward that you will get eventually by doing the thing, which might be for you if you're wanting weight loss or you're wanting more muscle, less fat, you want more tone. We call it recomposition these days. It will come by doing the right thing, but pair it with things that you love. I know I had a client a long time ago who was really reluctant, didn't love to come to the fitness center, which is where she was working out. It was across the parking lot, by the way, from where she lived. But what she did is she canceled CNN, which she really liked, at home, and she only watched CNN while she was on the treadmill doing her minutes. And as she was at the gym, that was like the link to I'm going to make this fun for me. The payoff is I get to do this. Now, CNN would not do it for me, but if that's your jam, great. But maybe for you, it's music, maybe it's a friend, or maybe it's not something you do during your exercise. It's also that, but it's a new pair of shoes, or it's a new, set of songs you download on your iPhone so that you can play great music, or it's, a new shirt, a new pair of shorts or tights or something that helps you reinforce the exercise and look forward to it because you get to wear the cute outfit or the new shoes or, something fun. So obviously reinforce it, not with a pizza and a sundae, but something that really is a payoff and feeds back into what it is you're trying to do. So everybody struggles with motivation. I want to say this. I too, sometimes when you're more consistent, you have been for decades, you're not going to see a ton of change. Maintaining is where you get to go. But, I do it far more for the brain benefit, the mood boost, the creativity that I get when I go outside. And that's where I prefer to exercise. I don't strength train outdoors very much, but I prioritize the strength training, but I love the walking, and I love the walking more because I'm strong, because of strength train. So it feeds back into it. And I'll tell you what helps me is talking to you and saying what I just said out loud. So turn around and tell your spouse, your partner, your friend, your daughter, why you do this. And sometimes reinforcing and thinking out loud or talking out loud about the things that matter and why you really do it, it's for you as much as it is for them. But that could be helpful. And you are leaving a legacy also by doing that. So I'm going to leave you with that. And hopefully that was helpful for you. So I am going to leave you with all of those questions. That was kind of the dirty dozen between the two. We had about six and six. We kind of tried to keep it even. And I know that a couple of questions last week were overlapping, which is interesting, and we usually get them. But that just shows it's of interest to more of us. And so always a good idea to revisit those. Okay. Thank you again. Thank you, first of all, for trusting me with your health and your fitness. And we are listening when you offer suggestions. So thank you so much. And thanks for being here. I hope one day you will be on a retreat with us too.